55 90 Bible.
And good morning. Welcome to our Community Connection. We got a twofer for you, but first of all, we're going to start off with Chief Chuck Hoskin Jr., who is the Principal Chief of Cherokee Nation. How you doing, sir?
Tom, I'm doing well. Yourself?
Doing great. You know, safety is a big thing now, especially with this surge and this uptick in of COVID-19, and especially where the nation is concerned. You're looking out for a lot of folks.
You know, we are. We have the largest health system in all of Indian country. And then, you know, beyond that, Tom, you look across the reservation, 14 counties in northeast Oklahoma, we're like other public health authorities. We're really concerned about everyone, in part because it matters how everyone fares through this, whether you're Cherokee or not. We feel like we do our part directly serving our citizens, but we sure try to look out for the broader community.
What measures are you taking with the tribe?
Well, you know, throughout this, we focused on making decisions based on facts, science, and compassion. And when you do that, you look at the facts concerning the surge the virus and how it surges from time to time. You look at the science. You follow the scientists and the doctors. I've got some great ones around advising me. And then you look at what the needs in the community are. You be compassionate towards people. So we focused on direct health care. We focused on keeping our facilities safe. We focused on things like wearing masks and sending the right message on wearing masks and social distancing. We focused on food security. Here we are, Tom. You and I started talking about this back when it was new to us both, and we're learning about it on the news and from doctors. And here we are so much further down the road. And now the great concern is we've got a tremendous spread throughout Oklahoma, certainly affecting our people. So we're doing our best to slow the spread through all of those things I just mentioned, but we're about to turn the corner on a vaccine, and that, of course, is very exciting. So we're shifting our focus to the vaccine, even as we make sure we do all those public health measures that have to be done to keep us safe.
How are we looking with the phased COVID-19 vaccine plan?
Well, it's shaping up. This week we'll have an announcement about the specific phases. Our first doses will be coming in I think the end of this week, next week really is when they'll be coming in, so we'll announce the plan this week. We're going to track what, you know, everyone's been hearing in the news in terms of guidance from federal health authorities, because it makes a lot of sense to us. You want to make sure you protect your frontline healthcare workers, because they need protection because they're protecting us. You want to focus on elders and those with comorbidities, those that have health conditions that put them at higher risks. And then you move on down the phases. You know, it'd be great if everyone could get the vaccine at first, but we have to prioritize, and I think that's the right priorities, roughly speaking. This particular vaccine that we're getting comes in two doses. I think they're all coming in two doses, 21 days apart. So we've got our work cut out for us in terms of messaging, Tom, that the vaccine's important, and then actually executing and getting that vaccine out in the field. That's a great challenge, but I feel we're up to it.
Well, it sounds like you've got the ground plan pretty much ready to go. It's just a matter of when things decide to have their meeting point to announce, of course, distribution and things like that.
Absolutely. And one of the things that we've done, I think, well, during the pandemic is to reach out to the communities, whether it's delivering food, having testing sites, which we have a testing site just down the road from Bartlesville at our Oshaleta Health Center. So we're reaching everywhere. In doing that, we set up drive-through testing sites for the convenience and safety of both our healthcare staff and citizens. Those will be repurposed as vaccine distribution points. Now, this vaccine that we're using, at least early on, will be from Pfizer, and there's been great news about that vaccine. Like a 95% efficacy rate in the trials. It also requires a great deal of care in handling the vaccine. So we've invested a lot in those cold storage units that are so important. So it was something to get the infrastructure in place. And as you say, now we're waiting to receive the vaccine and make sure we get enough. That's always a concern. I feel like we're in good shape there. And then just repurpose those drive-through testing sites to be drive-through vaccine sites.
Very good. Well, I tell you, like you say, we're seeing some light at the end of the tunnel, but before we get there, it seems like it's the most treacherous part of the tunnel.
That's right. It absolutely is. It's coming at a time when one, it's natural to let our guard down, Tom. I mean, I try to set a good example and send the right message, but we all let our guard down from time to time, particularly as the months have worn on, as we start gathering for, or at least we want to gather, rather, for Thanksgiving and Christmas. My family just had a small gathering of the immediate family here at the house, much different than previous years. That's not happening everywhere. And frankly, Tom, the fact that it's not happening is a great danger to all of us, but it's natural we want to do it. We just have to look at the fact that the cases are surging, the deaths are going to go up, they've gone up. Hospital utilization is, I think, a real kind of gut check, Tom. It really became real for me when our health system got so full in recent weeks that there have been a few times we've had to send a Cherokee citizen to another health system, even out of state. Now, they got great care, the one that I'm thinking of right now. They survived. But it really hits home when you know your health system, at least for a few days, had to send someone outside. That's happening all over the country, and we really have to slow this spread if we want to avoid unnecessary death and misery.
Chief, do you have anything else you'd like to let everybody know about why we have you here today?
Sure. Outside of the world of COVID, which takes a lot of our time, we're still focusing on, I think, some very important things. You and I have talked about the Cherokee language before. Efforts we're making to save it. We unveiled plans for the new Durban Feeling Language Center in Tahlequah, taking an old casino, expanding it, and creating a space for all of our language programs to be housed. Durban Feeling was the great language warrior, really, if you will. He worked more to save the language, did more for the language than any Cherokee since Sequoia, the man who invented the syllabary. Durban Feeling passed away in the summer, but last year we named the largest investment in language and Cherokee history after him. We're naming the new facility after him. We're building, and this is exciting, we're building a small village where only Cherokee speakers will live, right next to that facility. New energy efficient homes for some Cherokee elders who can speak the language and also interact with the staff and the young people who are learning the language. That's going to be, I think, a game changer. We have another announcement. One of the things the Cherokee Nation that we've noticed over the years is we've grown very fast. Some of our systems have not grown as fast as they need to. One of them is our ability to use technology to interact with our citizens. We didn't have an ability to change or update information in our citizenship database other than the old-fashioned put a letter in the mail or come to the office and change your information. Well, starting now, you, a Cherokee citizen, can go online to cherokee.org, cherokee.org, and update their information. And we're making a special effort, Tom, to identify all of our veterans. So if you're a Cherokee veteran, you can go to cherokee.org, update your information, and identify yourself as a veteran. That's important because we want to do things to support our veterans, but we got to find them, Tom.
Great.
And one more thing on technology. We have found there's a lot of gaps across the reservation on Wi-Fi and broadband, so we're making a special effort to reach out to kids in particular, make sure they have something like a MiFi device as they go into the next school semester, and just find places in the reservation, Tom, where you and I probably take for granted that we can pick up our phone and get a signal. There's some places across Northeast Oklahoma where that's not true. We got to change that, Tom.
Wow, amazing. Well, good luck. Thank you very much, Chief, and I wish you the very best going into this holiday season, and here's hoping we come through this in flying colors here as we try to round the corner on COVID.
All right, my friend. Take care.
Okay. All right. Thank you very, very much. Appreciate it. That is Chief Chuck Hoskin, Jr.